Track 13, Tim's Brain Teaser Quiz Answers. This is it, the moment of truth. Take it away, Sam.
Hello again, and thank you so much for joining me for the answers to the big 20th century quiz. Well, how do you think you did with those fiendish questions? Were you bamboozled? Were you perplexed or just mildly irritated? You know, I must find that thesaurus to use different words. But hey, well, let's crack on with the quiz. And as usual, I'll read the question, the possible answers, and the correct answer. So it was a multiple choice, so this could take a while. Bear with me, please. Now, question number one was, which kind of establishment was first opened in Bayswater in London in 1949? Was it A, a pharmacy, B, a fast food takeaway, or was it C, a laundrette? Well, the correct answer is C, a laundrette. And previously, there had been a lot of scrubbers in Bayswater. You know, doing the washing, as scrubbers do. Okay, question number two. Why did the annual Oxford and Cambridge boat race have to rerun in 1912? Was it A, because both boats sank? Was it B, there were not enough spectators? Or was it C, both teams finished at the same time? Well, do you know what? You may not believe this, but the answer is A, both boats sank. A witness, DC Drinkwater, well, you couldn't make this up really, could you? Called it the greatest fiasco in the history of the race. And question number three, which favourite children's comic was first published in 1937? Was it A, the Beano? Was it B, Bunty? Or was it C, the Dandy? Well, for all you desperate Dan fans out there, it was indeed answer C, the Dandy. Was Corky the Cat in that one too? I wonder. Okay, moving on to question number four. Britain's first credit card was introduced in 1966, but can you name it? Was it A, Barclaycard? Was it B, Visa? Or was it C, the MasterCard? Well, this answer is A, the Barclaycard. Never leave home without it, was the slogan. Or was that Visa? Oh, I don't know. Whew, oh, well. Question number five, halfway through, guys and girls. What was finally completed in 1928 after 70 years of work? Was it A, Chambers English Dictionary? Was it B, Cambridge Encyclopedia? Or C, the Oxford English Dictionary? You can see why I needed a thesaurus, or at least C, the Oxford English Dictionary. That was the answer. The answer is C, the Oxford English Dictionary. And question number six, what became a legal requirement on British motor vehicles in 1954? Was it A, wearing front seat belts? Or was it B, having a left wing mirror? Or was it C, having flashing indicators? Well, this is another C answer. The answer is C, having flashing indicators. Okay, question number seven. In what year did England win their first rugby international against France? Was it A, in 1905? Was it B, in 1906? Or was it C, in 1907? Well, go on, have a guess. No, it was B, 1906. And England have won 61 times compared to France's 44. Quelle surprise. Question number eight. In 1940, which three foods were first to be rationed during the Second World War? Were they A, bacon, eggs and sugar? Was it B, butter, eggs and sugar? Or was it C, bacon, butter and sugar? Well, that was a bit of a trick question here, as there's a mixture of foods repeated. However, the correct combination for first to be rationed was C, bacon, butter and sugar. Not an egg in sight. And our penultimate question is question number nine. Which London landmark was opened in 1965? Was it A, Tower Bridge? Or B, the Millennium Eye? Or C, the Post Office Tower? Well, this is another C answer. It was the post office tower. That had a revolving restaurant at the top, didn't it? Do you remember? Well, would that make your soup slip up the side of the bowl? Well, that would be a revolting tower, surely. But imagine having a tall jelly there. Oh, golly. OK, moving swiftly on. And our final question is number 10. In 1947, which couple married in London and then went on to honeymoon in Hampshire? Were they A, Princess Michael and Michael of Kent? Was it B, Princess Margaret and Lord Snowdon? Or was it C, Princess Elizabeth and Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten? Well, you can give yourself a golden coach and a diamond crown if you guessed C. That's Princess Elizabeth and Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten, later to be Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, residents of nearby Sandringham Estate. Golly, well, I do hope you enjoyed that quiz. Now, score-wise, we here at Chatterbox HQ had a grand tally of 7, I believe. But how did you do? Better than 7? I bet you did. But let us know so I can add them to the grand scorecard and get ready for next month's quiz. I wonder what the subject matter will be. Top 10 things that make you itch? 10 things that smell like cheese? 10 ways to press fast forward on your Chatterbox player? Stop that. Okay, bye for now.
Well, that's the end of our brain workout for today, thank goodness. What will Tim come up with next time, I wonder?